me the honors of appreciating Pastor Woodrow Walker and Pastor Francine Walker. Come on. Come on, appreciate them. Come on, appreciate them. They are your gifts. They are gifted. They have been sent by God. Come on, one more time. Come on, receive them. Amen. Thank you. Whatever you don't value, you devalue. So we need to value them. Then I have my friend, Apostle Omar Morton, all the way from Brooklyn, and he's moved now, you're in New Jersey. He's a powerful preacher, and we're going to flow strongly together today. I want you, please, to also appreciate my friend, Apostle Omar Morton. Come on, lift it up, lift it up, lift it up. Appreciate the gift of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you for joining me, man. You're truly a gift. I know you for many, many years. He's looked after me. Recently, when I came to New York, I wasn't doing well in my body. He's put me on some vitamins. Says, look, let's eat right. You need to get back home. Amen. I bring you greetings from my wife, my daughter, and now I have a son-in-law. My daughter got married in the month of March. I haven't cried so much. I think they're keeping all those tears for me. She looked beautiful. We are so delighted that she is a young girl focused. At the age of 26, she got married. She's a registered attorney. She's really looked after herself. Very respectable young lady. She loves her mom and her dad. The other day she called me and Apostle Omar was there. And I said, say hi to Apostle. Very beautiful. She addresses us well. She dresses our guest well. And she loves her daddy and mom doing the work of the ministry. She always just finds out, how am I doing? You know, when I do ministry, sometimes I come home late. My wife doesn't check up on me. My wife doesn't check up on me. My daughter's my boss. Daddy, where are you? When she says, Daddy, where am I? I say, I'm coming in the door. So thank you for daughters. In fact, we're putting a book together, Father and Daughter. So we want to talk about our relationship at home, our relationship as a dad, and her relationship with her mom, a dad as a mentor. She put me up a crazy Father's Day message on Facebook. I nearly cried. In fact, I did. I was speaking for Bishop Eric Gans, and I read it in both their services. People were just wiping their tears. So beautiful. Out of all the walks, Daddy, you walked me to my first day at school. You walked me and opened up the car, the door to my first car. All that she wrote, and she says, the most powerful walk is when you walk me down the aisle to give me off to my husband. I said, and you made me cry. She says to my daddy, my mentor, my father, my spiritual father, I love you. That's what we need to raise up this next generation. Amen. Whoa. The presence of God is going to get strong in this place. Amen. I want to speak to you today about the power of the Holy Ghost. I want to speak to you about the power of the Holy Spirit. Tell somebody the power of the Holy Ghost. John 16:7. But I tell you the truth. I'm not lying to you, says Jesus. It is impossible for me to lie. He says, because I'm divine. He says, listen to me. It is important that I go. For if I don't go away, the helper, your assistant, your aid, your advocate shall not come to you. All this I'm telling you is for your benefit. When he comes, he will prove to the world to be in the wrong about sin, righteousness, and judgment. Dear brothers and sisters, fellow members of Cross Cultural Church, and to the body of Christ as large, if there is ever something or someone that the church has not given its full authority and respect, it is the person of the Holy Spirit. In this 21st century church, we want to do church without him. This 21st century believers, we want to do Christianity without the most valuable and important person on the globe of the earth. His name is the Holy Ghost. If there's ever a relationship that we need to rekindle, and a relationship that we need to reintroduce to the church, is the relationship of the Holy Ghost. We have been doing many relationships. We've been paying for relationships. We have been begging for relationships. We have been taking people out and blessing them just to be our friends. But all that was futile if we don't have the best ever relationship called the Holy Ghost. Oh, Jesus. The Holy Ghost has been one of the most neglected relationships. We have made so many people our friends. We have done so much to develop friendships. But here's a friend that's crying out for friendship, but we are not appreciating him. Oh, I feel it, man. Something's gonna blow in the place today. Jesus. We can't do church as usual. A usual church is a boring church. A usual church is a dead church. A usual church has a program. A usual church has 3 fast songs, 3 slow songs, testimony. That's a boring church. We've been trying to win the world from a boring church. We've been trying to win the world from a dead church. I'm telling you, I travel the world. There's some churches, they tell you, you preach everything, you leave the Holy Ghost out. They tell you, you do everything, don't prophesy, don't pray for the sick, don't do anything that's Holy Ghost driven. I said, it's a boring church. Many people don't want him. Many of our present generation don't even know him. We have not introduced the church to the Holy Spirit. We have introduced the church to everything that's church, but not him. That's why we have to fake church. That's why church is such an effort. come to church. Church in the 21st century is becoming an effort. Many pastors are dying, giving up because it's stressful. We must please everybody. We must take your phone calls. We must counsel you. I was telling Apostle Omar, we spoke about something. I can't counsel a demon. We must drive it out. And the reason why the church is doing counseling is because they don't have power. Oh, let me rid myself of this. The reason why we spend time and money on counseling, we don't have the power. We can't drive the demon out. We want to counsel the demon. Next week, the same demon is back tormenting the same person in the same church. We got a powerless church. All this. This is nice, but the early church didn't have all this. There are people that don't want to sing if it's not on the screen. There are people that don't, the average Christian in church, watch them. They don't participate in church. They wait for sister, whoever sang so beautifully, stir me up. Come on, stir me up. Come on, stir me up. If you don't stir me up, I'm waiting for the preacher. Stir me up, preacher. Stir me up. No, you're supposed to come with your own Holy Ghost from home. Don't piggy bank on my Holy Ghost. You have your own Holy Ghost. The one that I brought has got power. Oh, Jesus. I say the Holy Ghost that I got has got power. Oh, Lord Jesus. You watch them. I surrender all to Jesus. I surrender all. They don't give expression. There is no participation. It's void. The reason why their worship is void, they dry. 80% of people in churches are dead. They come to church to fill the register. They come to church because of formalities. They come to church so that the pastor can see them. They come to church so they can be seen. They come to church so that they can tick off the week. I'll see if you're here tonight. I'll see if you're here tonight and Wednesday. We say, God, I've given you a Sunday, so do a miracle. He'll not. You wanna? He'll not. You come. Okay, Pastor Luke, we are here now. We need a miracle. Okay, God can do it. But now he looks at you. Oh, you skip church. You don't come to church. That sickness just waits for you. It says, I left because Pastor Luke was here. He carries a strong anointing. I left. But now you're doing nothing spiritual. I'm coming. And then you see people, they get sick worse than what they were. We can't do church as normal. It's boring. We have to change the methodology. We have to change our outlook. And the most important outlook, reintroduce the Holy Ghost in your prayer. Bible says, you shall receive. You shall receive what? Power. When the Holy Ghost comes upon you, the Holy Ghost comes with fire. The Holy Ghost comes to deliver. The Holy Ghost comes to set free. The reason why people don't want him, he speaks. The reason why the average church doesn't want him, he speaks. He'll tell you, how could you have come to church and you're not talking to her. You are in the praise and worship team, but last night, what did you do? Your family's in church. You haven't spoken to the sister for ages. You sit here, she sits there. You're falling out under the power, but you've got the Holy Ghost. He speaks. You drown him. You quench him. You grieve him. And the reason why we do it in the name of church. No, I have done her nothing. The Bible says if you know your brother's got something against you, it's your job to go. Don't wait for her to come. What if Jesus comes now? I say, what if the heavens open and we're out of here? And you stay behind. Just because she was supposed to come. The reason why people don't want the Holy Ghost, he talks. He'll tell you stuff. I know what it is when the Holy Ghost talks. At one time, I left the service just like this. It was a powerful Holy Ghost service. I went home. On my way home, he spoke. I said, not that quick. He says, the car you've got, I want you to give it to another pastor. I said, Jesus. I know I love you, Holy Ghost, but this, let me listen twice. Is it you? He says, I want you to take this car, drive it at night, and go and leave it at the pastor's house. I got into the car. He says, take everything, the papers and everything, take it with. I drove the car at night. I knocked, no one opens. I said, thank you, Jesus. Just before I left, the door opens. I said, oh, Lord. The pastor wasn't there, but the helper was there. I left the car with everything, and the Lord made me walk back 45 minutes to my house. There wasn't no Ubers. The Holy Ghost talks. At one time, I had a group of pastors. And they came to my home to encourage me during a difficult time. And one of them or two of them begins to speak about a pastor. Before God, I did not participate in the conversation. I just said, And the Lord told me, you're guilty. I want you to phone the pastor. The Holy Ghost talks. He says, leave everyone out. You tell the pastor you spoke about him. I drove, called him a couple of times, and then I told him, Pastor, I'm sorry, I spoke about you. I didn't say who was what, I said I spoke. He said, look, don't worry, forget all that, that. But I learned a valuable lesson that the Holy Spirit speaks. We love the Holy Ghost to heal and do miracles and signs and wonders. But when he speaks to you, and we don't want to do when he speaks, we disobey him. You know what happens? You'll come the next time. You'll talk. You disobey. You'll come the next time. You'll talk. You and you'll keep quiet. He'll leave you. Where's the Holy Ghost? He'll leave you. He'll wait. And look, when are you going to obey him? Brothers and sisters, we need to get the presence and the power of God back in the church. We can't do church as normal. We can't do church conventionally. We can't do church the same way. We can't do church. Not most of the people, their hearts are dead. Many of them don't have a personal relationship with God. They come to church for us to begin to stir them up. They wait for the pastor, the musicians, to stir them up. That's not God.
Amen. Give God some praise for Pastor Luke. What a wonderful word. Now, me and Pastor Luke did not talk this morning. We did not talk last night. We did not talk at all. As a matter of fact, he went to sleep very early, Pastor. And this morning when I woke up, I've been praying for this church for about a week now, Pastor. I've been praying for you by name. I didn't pray for your wife by name because I didn't know her name at the time. But I've been praying for you by name. I've been praying for this church by name. And the Lord spoke to me this morning. And when the Lord spoke to me this morning, the Lord spoke to me right in line with what you were about to preach. Amen. And what the Lord shared with me, and I'm going to just go just a few minutes, but what the Lord shared with me this morning is that he wanted to release what's called power prophets. What's called power prophets. About two months ago, Pastor, the Lord had given me a vision when I was in Brooklyn praying. And in the vision, I saw evil men rising higher and higher from state to state, from place to place. And as I begin to see evil men rising from state to state, place to place, what I begin to see was a new breed of believer that's about to rise. And the Lord spoke to me, and as I saw, it was God was speaking to me specifically about Ontario, California at the time. But I saw God releasing a new breed of prophet in the earth, and it's called a power prophet. And that's what I want to talk to you about for a few minutes. I want to talk to you about what a power prophet is. There are what's called seers, amen. There are what's called power prophets, and there are what's called people that operate as what's called a Samuel prophet, all right? Now, I'm going to touch the Samuel prophet just for 1 minute because your pastor flows as a Samuel prophet. You say, what is a Samuel prophet? Amen. A Samuel prophet is an individual that has what I refer to as a hybrid anointing. It's an individual that has a multiple gifting that operates in their life. A Samuel prophet is a person that operates in the apostolic and they operate in the prophetic. The Bible teaches us that the church, the foundation of the church, is laid by the apostle and by the prophet. Amen. So a Samuel prophet is an individual that has a combo of these particular areas. I'm not going to deal with that now. I'm going to skip to the power prophets. Amen. If you would be so kind, those that are doing the screen, could you give me Zechariah chapter 4, verse number 6? Zechariah chapter 4, verse number 6. In Zechariah chapter 4, verse number 6. I'll take it there. It's okay. Okay. In Zechariah chapter 4, verse number 6, it says, he answered and said to me, this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel. Amen. And the word was not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Now, this is exactly what Pastor Luke was talking about a few minutes ago. Let's go to the verse 7 and verse 8. It says, who are you, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel? You shall become a plain, and he shall bring forth the capstone with shouts of grace, grace to it. Amen. Please give me the latter verses of Zechariah. Like verse 10 through 12. It says, for who has despised the day of small beginnings for these seven? All right, give me verse 11 and 12. This is what I want. Then I answered and said to him, what are these two olive trees at the right of the lampstand and at its left? Verse 12. And I further answered and said to him, what are these two olive branches that drip into the receptacles of the two golden pipes from which the golden oil drains? Next verse. Then he answered me and said, do you not know what these are? And I said, no, my Lord. Last verse. So he said, these are the two anointed ones who stand beside the Lord of the whole earth. I want to take a moment, saints of God, and I want to talk to you concerning what a power prophet is, and I want to talk to you concerning what these two anointed ones are, and I got to just take my time for a moment so that you understand where we are. In Zechariah chapter 4, the prophet begins to declare a word from the Lord, and as he begins to declare a word from the Lord, there were two individuals by the name of Zerubbabel and Joshua, the high priest, who God used at the time in order to lead an exile of people when it relates to the restoration of the temple. Amen. And as the temple began to be restored and repaired, amen, these two individuals who were called by God begin to meet some opposition. As a matter of fact, the Bible describes it as when it talks about the mountain in the Amplified, it talks about the mountain being human obstacles. What I want you to understand, saints of God, is in the process of doing what God has called you to do, you are going to meet opposition and you are going to meet obstacles. But what I want you to understand this morning in this church, no human or demonic obstacle or opposition is strong enough to withstand the glory and the anointing that's in your life. Come on, somebody say amen. Understand this, saints of God, when it comes to doing what God has called you to do. You must understand that it's not the strength of your personality. It's not the strength of your connections. It's not the strength, thank God for your degrees, but it's not the strength of your degrees. Jeremiah says it this way, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom. Let not the rich man glory in his wisdom. He said, but if anyone boasts, let him boast in this, that he knows me and he understands me. And I believe that God is raising up a generation of people that know the Spirit of God. Come on, make some noise in here in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now understand this. In Zechariah chapter 4, amen, Zechariah receives a vision, and in the vision, he sees a candlestick, then he sees a bowl, then he sees seven candlesticks at the top, and then he sees two anointed ones. And the Bible says that these anointed ones, they were pouring what's called a ceaseless supply of oil. For the Bible teaches us in Ephesians 3:20, it says, now unto him that is able to do. Can somebody say God is able? Now, you must understand, saints of God, the Bible does not say that God is just willing. What it says is that God is able. And what it simply means is he is more than willing. It means that he has the ability. How many understand that you can be willing to do something, but not able to do something? What I want you to know is your God today is not just willing, but he is able. He is able to deliver. He is able to heal. He is able to bless. He is able to open doors. Now unto him that is able to do, here's the key, exceeding abundantly above all we ask, hope, think, dream, or imagine, above our highest prayers. But here's the key, it's according to the power that works within you. Can I explain to you, saints of God, my question to you as Pastor Luke has preached such a dynamic word. My question is the power of God at work in your life? Understand this. These two anointed ones, they were pouring out a ceaseless supply of oil. Watch this. That did not come from some receptacle. They were the receptacle. In other words, the oil was coming from them. Are you hearing what I'm saying? What I'm trying to explain to you, when you connect this now into the Old Covenant and you begin to study the Ark of the Covenant, the Bible teaches us in the book of Psalms, amen, it talks to the Red Sea, it talks to the Jordan River. I often ask people, Pastor, are you a Red Sea Christian or are you a Jordan River believer? In other words, people that are at the Red Sea, they are standing still. People that are at the Jordan River, they are not standing still. They take the presence of God and they engage the water. What I want you to understand, saints of God, if the Spirit of God dwells on the inside of you, you are not supposed to be relaxed. You are not supposed to be sitting back. Amen. You have got to take the Spirit of God that's in your life, and you have got to engage whatever it is you are after. What I'm saying to you today, God, I feel God. What I'm saying to you today, listen to me. Amen. Stop praying for and go take what belongs to you. Stop praying for and go, oh God, take the Spirit of God that's on the inside of you. Amen. And engage. Engage. You understand what I'm saying? Amen. Stop sitting back and waiting. You must understand that you are at the dimension now that if you don't move, God doesn't move. I said, if you do not move, God does not move, because he dwells on the inside of you. Are you listening to me? And because he dwells on the inside of you, amen, I hope you, the understanding is there. You are not at the Red Sea where you're standing still. You're at the Jordan River where you must engage the water. Are you hearing me? Okay, now let me go back to my point. Amen. My point to you is this, saints of God, the two anointed ones, they begin to pour out this ceaseless supply of oil. And as they poured out the ceaseless supply of oil, going to the last part of the chapter, amen, the angel asked, glory to God, the prophet, did he understand what he was seeing? The prophet said, no, I don't understand what I'm seeing. Now, you got to understand this, saints of God, anytime when God begins to talk to you about sight, it means that he's activating your sight to another level. In other words, when God says, what do you see? He's activating you to see. I declare to you today that you will see more than you've ever seen before. I know y'all don't know me, but understand this. Listen to me. There is not a place that I go that I activate sight where dreams don't come, where visions don't come, where revelation does not come. What I'm saying to you right now, listen to me. Many of you are going to be activated in the sight realm even as I'm talking right now. Amen. You are going to walk in what's called the discerning of spirits. It's not the gift of the discernment. You are not discerning people. You're being activated as a seer. He says, do you understand what you see? He said, no, I don't understand what I'm looking at. I don't understand. This is why Paul prayed in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17 and 18, that the eyes of your spirit man be what? Opened. What did he pray for? What did Elisha pray concerning his servant? As, watch this now, as they were surrounded by the Syrian army. Amen. And Elisha was sleep, not worried. Are you listening? He was sleep, not worried. The servant was out early. He was looking around at the host of the Syrian camp. Amen. While Elisha was sleeping. Amen. What I want to tell somebody today is you are worried for nothing. You are stressed for nothing. You are anxious for nothing. Lord, Lord, when are you going to bring me out? When are you going to open this door? I'm telling you right now, listen, if your sight would be open, you would not pray for God to open the door. You would open it yourself. Open his eyes that he might see. Boom, his eyes open and he saw. He saw. Watch this. The horses and chariots of the kingdom of heaven surrounding the Syrian army. Are you listening? So now in Zechariah 4, as I close, the Bible lets us know, amen, when God begins to interpret the revelation, the vision that he gives to Zerubbabel, he explains to him that what he's trying to do, what he's accomplishing. And I got so much prophetic stuff going on. I'm trying to give this message. But Pastor, I was telling your driver, my brother here the other day, as I was praying for the church, amen, the Lord told me to tell you, I sense this so strong, the Lord told me to tell you that you are in a season where you are about to double up. I see a whole new level of growth coming to the church. Listen to me. Enjoy the elbow room right now, church, because the elbow room is not going to be there after a while, because there is, there is an explosion coming to this house. How do I know it? Because there's an explosion coming to you. I guess you don't believe in the God in you. I said there's an explosion coming to you. And because an explosion is coming to you, there's an explosion coming to the house. At the end of this, as I close now, it talks about the two anointed ones, those that were operating in agreement, those that were operating in partnership. Amen. I got to say this now while I'm thinking about this. Amen. there's something very strategic that took place yesterday during the outreach. Of course, I was not there. I was in the air. Amen. While you guys were doing the outreach, I wish I was there. But as Pastor Luke showed me the pictures last night, and as I begin to look at the pictures of the outreach, there's something very, very unique that God has deposited within your pastor and his wife, especially when you guys switched over and crossed over into new identities when you released the new name, when your pastor did. Amen. And what's unique, saints of God, I don't know if you know this or not, I've been praying for the city for Atlanta for quite some time. And I don't know if you understand, saints of God, that there is a major principality that operates in this area. And isn't it interesting that every time people alone try to deal with the Canaanite spirit that operates in this region, what winds up happening is the principality brings them down. I'm speaking prophetically now. But what I want you to understand, this saints of God, when God was ready to take over the land of Canaan through the children of Israel, he did not raise up a tribe. He called all the tribes to work together. You don't hear me? And as all the tribes begin to work together, the tribes together were able to overpower the Canaanites. What I'm trying to tell you today, listen to me. Culture King, I'm trying to remember the name. Amen. Cross-cultural church, you are on to something. Why are you on to something? Because your pastor is bringing in other pastors. You are connecting with other churches. You don't hear what I'm saying. It's not by yourself that you will dethrone the principality over this area. It's when the church comes. As we come together, as the churches in the region comes together. Oh, man. I was about to say apostle, pastor. Amen. But I might as well say that also, too. Amen. I see a prayer meeting. I don't know what it is, whether it's a prayer meeting, a gathering of pastors and churches or whatever. Amen. But I see a whole new level of prayer. As I was praying earlier, the Lord said also, speak about prayer. But then he said to challenge the people, not just to pray, challenge them to walk with me. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. When I'm sleeping and I'm not talking, I'm still walking. All throughout the nighttime, glory to God. Amen. There's things that are being revealed. There are things that are being spoken. Why? Even when I'm not vocalizing my prayer, I'm still in tune. Are you understanding what I'm saying? I'm declaring today that there will be people in this church that will not just pray. Yes, you must pray, but you will walk with God. Oh God. Look, you ready? Last point. The two anointed ones, saints of God, hear me. When you connect the dots, and maybe we'll talk about this later tonight, but when you connect the dots, it goes all the way into Revelation chapter 11. And it talks about the two witnesses. These are what I call power prophets. Amen? Now, why do we need power prophets? Because we have areas, listen to me, where people are not just sinning, they love it. And listen, not only do they love it, but also they're moving in dimensions of witchcraft and sorcery. And hear what I'm saying. Power prophets, people that flow in this realm of gifting and anointing. Power prophets move in signs, miracles, and wonders. Power prophets speak to the air shifts. Power prophets speak to the water begins to move. Amen. I wish I could really go in this area the way that I want to, but what I'm saying to you, church, there is an anointing about to hit you today. What? Listen, it's an anointing to speak the word like never before. It's an anointing that when you speak the word according to Psalm 2:7, the Bible says that you will declare the decree. And when you declare the decree, you know we've been having people declaring and decreeing and nothing's been manifesting. But what I want you to know, you are in the time and in the hour that you will open up your mouth and you will declare and heaven will back you up. Come on, somebody, begin to give God some praise right now. Hallelujah, because we are talking about you. God is ready to bring you to another dimension.
Come on, lift it up, lift it up. Come on, lift it up. There's a release of God's power. Oh, Sadaboshek. Come on. Supernatural power. Come on. Supernatural power. Zekatalaboshaka. Kitalaboshatalakata. Hey, Kadoshatalabosh. Jesus. 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 Kadaboshandalibuta. Activation. Kida. Wow. Yay. Jesus. Jesus. Oh. Hey, feel his power. I feel his power. Supernatural. Come, man of God. Pastor Oka. Pastor Francine, stand. We're going to praise. Come on. Look at me, sir. Look at me. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. Oh, God. I'm telling you, there's a release of the supernatural power. The supernatural power. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Shikata. You, I hear the Lord says, you shall see as before. I'm going to visit you as a couple stronger. Stronger. There's some attacks on this church. I'll open your eyes. There's some demons that has been assigned to this house. The Lord says, I'll open up your eyes. Please start music softly. Keboshaka, the Lord was telling me to tell you, it's the end. You've been concerned about too much stuff. You've been dealing with too much in your heart. There's some stuff that you sometimes you feel frustrated, discouraged. But the Lord says, it's ending this morning, the 24th of June. I see a whole lot of negative people that's been speaking about you. Zekaboja. I see a whole lot of negative people that's been speaking about you. But watch God. What's coming on you is greater, sir. It's greater. You lay hands upon the sick, they will recover. You'll speak the word of God in the church with greater power. Man de katushata, ze katusha, woman of God, intercessor. Woman of God, you are an intercessor. The Lord says, stronger prayer. Stronger in the season. The Lord says, stronger prayer. Hide yourself away. You felt a drawing of the Spirit. The Lord says, hide yourself away. Go off the scenery. Lock yourself away. You'll hear what God's going to say to you. Fast. Walk with God stronger. Mende boshaka. Zerabosha. The weight, the attacks, the daggers, the weight, the attacks, the daggers. I cover your back. You are protected from the front, but your back is open. I raise up intercessors for you. The weight that you've been carrying, heavy. Oh, kabeshata. There's it. Yeah, katusha kata. Strong. Shook. Yay. 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 Zika boshata. Jesus. Kuba Sunday. Oh. Woman of God. It's your season, woman of God. Sakuda boshata. It's breaking. I just hear the Lord says intercessory prayer. Intercessory prayer. You're going to go into a time of more than before. Intercessory, because what's on the man of God is increasing. Father, I speak over your servant. Oh God, I speak over you. I speak over him. Fire. There's it. Fire! I release fire now. There's it. Fire. Yeah, 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 yeah. Fire. There's it. Burn. Burn over him. Fire. There's it. Spirit of God. Spirit of God. Strong. There's it. Strong. Holy Ghost. Strong. Strong. We want more. We want more. We want more. Zekatusha Debasad. The presence, enlightenment, the eyes of your understanding. God will give you dreams, visions. There's a new level. As Apostle Omar said, people are coming in. Oh, the balconies will be full. But you know how it's going to happen? God's going to activate ordinary people. Ordinary people. Ordinary people. They're going to catch your heart. Ordinary people. They're going to catch the vision. Ordinary people. In the name of Jesus. Tonight we'll prophesy more strong. But I want people that want to be activated in the supernatural. If you want to be activated, you're tired. You may take your seat, sir. You are tired of conventional church. You're tired of doing church the same way. Whether you're in the choir, whether you're on the instrument, whether you're a board member, whether you're an elder or deacon, it doesn't matter what title you've got, but on the inside you feel dead. You also want to be activated. You want more to God. I was preaching in Europe now recently on my trip. A lot of things happened. But as I'm preaching on the presence of God, I noticed a lady in the second row, young girl, second row. She had her hand was like this. She had a sling on. She could be at about 18. She had a sling on. And the power of God was on me, and I became very bold. I asked her, "What's wrong?" She says, I've got a tight lung. They said she's got a tight lung. There was a girl next to her. I said, "You take your hand, place it on her hand." And I put my hand on her hand. I rebuked that demonic power and I told her, "Take it off. Take it off right now. Lift your hand." She started lifting her hand and crying. I said, "God, that's God." And there was power of God. Demons started manifesting. The presence of God was strong. That's what we're looking for. A strong anointing. We want God. We can't play church. You know what? I told them if I play church, I close. If you want, I told our church, you want a plain pastor, I'll close. If I have to play church, I'll close church. If they play church, I'll close church. Don't want to be around people that's going to kill me. What God wants, he wants an activated church. Jesus says, "I must go. I must go so when he comes, he'll activate every one of you." We have to become vessels for the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is looking for vessels. Jesus himself, he became a vessel for the Holy Ghost. And that's how his ministry started becoming explosive, because he became a vessel. 120 in the upper room. Sakatushata. 120. 10 days. It was the 40th day Jesus left. 10 days now, heading to the 50th Pentecost. They decided to pray for 10 days. The atmosphere was charged. You wanted to talk about prayer? Prayer charges the atmosphere. And when they prayed for 10 days, they said, "Lord, but where is the promise?" On the 10th day, might have been Peter that got up. Peter got up and maybe him started praying. The others joined him. Suddenly the Bible says, the atmosphere changed. The atmosphere shifted and there was a brand new atmosphere of power this morning. The atmosphere is about to shift. We are inviting the supernatural presence of. There is no church, there is no Christian that can operate without the supernatural power. The supernatural is for everyone. It's not for Pastor Walker. It's not for Apostle Omar. It's not for Pastor Luke. The supernatural is for everyone. I remember this lady. She wanted to operate in the supernatural and the gift of prophecy. She looked at me and she said, I want it. I called out. She was a lay minister. I released the anointing and I said, Lord, activate this prophetic anointing. It wasn't months after that she started operating in the gift of the Spirit, prophesying accurate prophecies. I was in New York the other day at Bishop Eric Ganz's church, two services. They didn't want me to end. The power of God and the prophetic was so strong. And tonight we're going to increase. We'll put Apostle Omar on first and then we'll flow. But I want people that's hungry. You are hungry for the supernatural. You are tired of doing church the same way. You say, Lord, I'm tired. I'm tired. I want the supernatural activation. I want you to come quickly, come quickly, come quickly. Come out of your seat. Come quickly. We're going to pray for you. We're going to pray for you. Apostle Omar's here. We're going to pray for you and release the supernatural. I know we don't have a lot of time, but tonight we're going to make more time. 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 Get over with the program and we're going to make more time. Could anything you want to say, man of God? Lift your hand. Take it, sir. Take it, take it, take it, take it. There's a take it, take it, take it, take it. Take it strong. Fire. Fire. There's a fire. Oh Lord Jesus. Somebody has been healed. Somebody's been healed from kidney problems. There's somebody in this audience that's been healed from kidney problems. Kidney, kidney, kidney. Where there's a gentleman, I see a loss of one parent. A gentleman, I see a loss. You lost a parent not long ago. You lost a parent. A mother or father, you lost a parent. That thing's been bothering you. I want to pray for this person. You might be related to that person, or you might be the person. I see a dad or a mother you lost recently. It is too much for you. I want to pray for you. Everybody lift your hand. If that person's here, you can just come. If the person's here, I felt it. You, sir. Lift your hand, brother. There are three women that's been tormented by the spirit of darkness at night. Three women, you've been tormented by the spirit of darkness at night. There are certain times of the night you can't sleep. Certain times of the night that demons attack your body, attack your mind. Come, stand in the front quickly. You are here. Just present yourself. Come out quickly. Come, come. One, come, 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 come. Two, three. Come, stand here. Stand here. Stand. Kabosha da, brokotashi katula buda. There's a leboshaka, lereka dushaka. Somebody, listen to me. Somebody. Listen, I don't want to embarrass anybody. Somebody is on substance. You want to break it. I'm not going to go into detail. You on substance, you want to break it. The power of God is here. You are on substance. The power of God is here. If you present yourself, I'm telling you that demons are not going to go home with you. Listen to me. I see a family. You are in this church. I see a family. You are in this church. There are great arguments over something. It could be an inheritance or something. You're in this church, a family, you are fighting because of an inheritance. There's something you're fighting about. As I said, if you want to present yourself, it's good. If you don't want to, it's okay. There's some stuff God will make me call out. If you do come, it's your problem. If you don't, it's your problem. But it's entirely up to you. You know what? I saw this family. Two in this family is getting sick. Listen to me. Two in this family that's arguing is getting sick. And getting sicker and sicker. If you want healing, present yourself. That family. Tonight, you don't want to miss. Invite people tonight. It's going to be strong. Thank you, Lord. Break. Lady, let it break. Go! Let go of her. Let go her. Now, Holy Ghost. Let go her. Now, Holy Ghost. Break it. I break it. Bind you demonic powers. In the name of Jesus. Bind. Yes. Go. Go. I say go. You have no right. Your tormenting days are over. Your tormenting days over. Over in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for your servant. I cover him. I free him. I speak peace in the name of Jesus. I pray. Yeah, desert. Peace. Zeka Bosha Tata. Peace in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, bless your servant. Rebuke the works of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Rebuke the works of the enemy. Rebuke the works of the enemy. I free you. Come on. Come out. Come out. Come out. I free you by the power of God. You are free. Oh, Jesus. I say you are free by the power of God. Break every works of the enemy. Every works of the devil. Lift your hands, everybody, over this place. The supernatural power of God. Come on, lift your hands all over this place. All over this place. Lift your hand. Presence of God. Presence of God. Lay hands. Apostle. Lay hands, man. Lay hands. We're going to lay hands on a few people. Come on, lift your hand. The presence of God. Oh, Jesus. All that you have to say. Holy Ghost. Ignite me. Holy Ghost. Ignite me. Holy Ghost. I'm your vessel. Use me. Holy Ghost. I'm your vessel. Use me. Oh, that's it.